It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter, and that's some
Colbert.
I'm here. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert, inside, thankfully, the Shirley Street studio. I think if I was outside for this hour, I might need an IV hooked up. Perhaps we could get a sponsor for that, and I would consider it. I am for sale. If you would like to advertise on the show, you can reach our sales staff at the same number you can reach me, 319-277-1918. We do have a lot of great sponsors of the show. Shout out to them. And, of course, like I said, welcome in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. However you are tuned in, know that I appreciate it very much. And you got a lot of options. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at the all-new 1650thefan.com. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page, 1650102.3 The Fan, type that in. You'll see it pop up and hammer that like button. Also at the all-new website, you can get the podcast of this show, along with all sorts of local and statewide sports content that you'll want to consume on a regular basis. So go ahead, bookmark it. In case you missed it yesterday, we had Waterloo East High School Athletic Director Tim Moses on the show talking about how the Waterloo Schools School Board last night at their meeting approved girls wrestling teams for both Waterloo East and Waterloo West. And then what I would say was a fan exclusive you heard during the interview with Tim is that the way it's looking right now with the numbers, that it'll be similar to girls soccer, where Waterloo West and Waterloo East combine and have a Waterloo United girls wrestling team. And Tim did say that he anticipates that as the years go by, that the numbers will get to a point where each of the Trojans and Wahawks will have their own teams. So if you want to catch up on that, he talked about new football coach, talked about the new football coach, DeCarlos Robinson, and also to the Iowa Alliance Conference and the fact that the Trojans will be joining, you know, the other respective schools for their first year of athletic competition coming up in this 2022-23 school year. So a lot to catch up on there. And then like always, there's just, like I mentioned, all sorts of fresh content. DeCarlos Anderson. I knew I misspoke there. DeCarlos, and my apologies to DeCarlos. But yeah, a lot to catch up on there with Tim Moses. And check it out. Bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. If you want to reach out to the show, you can dial me up, 319-277-1918. 319-277-1918. Or you can dial 800-913-1918. 9479, or you could email the show. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. Area sports news and scores will lead it off, like always, here in a few short moments. After we're done there, we take timeout number one, get you a CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update. from Brent Musburger and the guys in Las Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this steamy Tuesday, looking into more hotter days coming tomorrow and Thursday. I don't think there's any relief in sight. I saw a 10-day forecast earlier today, so buckle up, folks. It's here to stay. But after that break, after Megan Mulford's forecast, we'll come back and Dyke New Hartford softball coach Randy Ullman will join us. And she has led the Wolverines to a 14-3 record so far this season. They are 6-0 in the North Iowa Cedar League's Central Division. And they have a massive game tonight against Waterloo Columbus. And I think it's the JV game first tonight. So I think that's probably in progress right now, if memory serves. But was able to catch up with Coach Ullman earlier today. And this is a team that by all means could make the state tournament. And I think the same for our guest in the third segment. After we're done hearing from Dyke New Hartford softball coach Randy Ullman, we'll continue the softball talk after we hear from Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during the break near the bottom of the hour. Come back and be joined by Grundy Center softball coach Andy Lebo. And the Spartans are 10-4, 4-2 in the North Iowa Cedar League West Division, or POD. I don't know, I'm hearing POD a lot more from the coaches than divisions, but nonetheless, tomato, tomato. Look no further than senior Emma Beck as a big reason why Grundy Center, albeit a great team. Emma Beck's been outstanding this year, both at the plate and in the circle. Maybe one of the more dominant softball pitchers in the entire state. She's batting .419. However, in the circle, through 66 innings pitched, which I would imagine has to be up there in terms of, you know, the amount of workload that she's been able to take on, Emma Beck, a 0.53 ERA and striking out about 14 or 15 batters per game. So just absolutely incredible stuff from Emma Beck at Grundy Center. And they've got, as you might imagine, a number of players on that team producing at an incredibly high level. So a couple teams here today getting it done different ways, but keeping their head above water and then some, ready to make some serious postseason noise out of that North Iowa Cedar League, which I keep saying it, I know it, it's absolutely loaded. So we'll hear from Randy Ullman, Dyke New Hartford softball coach, in the next segment, and Andy Lebo, Grundy Center softball coach, in the third segment today. After we're done there with Coach Lebo, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, come back for a final time, and wrap up the show. A couple things to touch on today. I wrote it down. I don't know why. I feel bad for everybody out there. I just bitch it about the Cubs. They're facing a left-handed pitcher tonight. We'll have the pregame at 6:30. And, you know, I was taking my shots at Tom Ricketts yesterday. And today, it's like I got David Ross in my crosshairs, because if he's really the one filling out the lineup, he's got Jason Hayward in the lineup tonight against a left-handed pitcher. Jason Hayward can barely hit right-handed pitching. And, you know, there's the whole Clint Frazier DFA. We covered that last week. And it's like, man, I tell you what, I was not keen on Tom Ricketts coming into the season. I've lost faith in Jed Hoyer, am losing faith in Jed Hoyer. And now I'm kind of coming to grips with the fact that, you know, I thought David Ross was just kind of, he wasn't a detriment. Maybe who's to say how much of a positive he is as a manager? Obviously, this is his first go-around at it. But with this lineup construction, and it doesn't really matter because the Cubs aren't going anywhere. They're not gonna make the playoffs. But what you want to see is the young guys, right? All of us Cub fans, whether you're a Cub fan, Cardinal fan, Brewers fan, the young guys are exciting, right? The younger guys who come up to the club, you've heard some stuff about them, and that's not what's happening. Also, too, today, I think this is just one of the beautiful things about the NFL and just the absolute machine that it is for content, eyeballs, ears, attention, is as a Bears fan, everybody is up in arms because Justin Fields threw some interceptions at the end of their first mandatory minicamp practice today, and I refuse to get bent out of shape about interceptions thrown from my favorite team's quarterback or anybody else's team's quarterback in the NFL on June 14th. But then again, tip of the cap to the NFL because it is a content machine. I think the thing that I like most today that I saw on the internet was somebody had the tweet. I should have it pulled up so I could give him a shout out, but I've since gone way past that in preparing for the show. But U.S. Open practice rounds going on today, and all those dudes who defected the PGA Tour and went to LIV Golf for the big money, the blood money from the Saudis, they're playing in the U.S. Open. It's not a PGA Tour event, so they're playing without any without any roadblocks in front of them, because the tour can't put any up. And Jordan Spieth, somebody else, some other PGA Tour regular, and not a household name, and then Kevin Na were a trio in a practice round group today. And of course, like golfers always do with great etiquette, Jordan Spieth went over to the other PGA Tour regular, shook his hand, and then Kevin Na, I think maybe having some sort of awareness that maybe he's not going to be received the same anymore on tour with the guys who didn't take the Saudi blood money, he just gave Spieth a nod, and the tweet read that Spieth just didn't even acknowledge his existence. So that's going to be something to watch, as golf seems like the last sport where you would see bad blood and things of that nature. We get plenty of it in the NBA Finals, right? With Draymond Green, and plenty of it, obviously, in the NFL, and, of course, Major League Baseball. Plenty of meatheads in all of those sports, but, gosh, this continues to be a developing story. So, a little around the world there, a potpourri of sports, if you will, to touch on in the first segment today. But let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores. Last night in Metro Baseball, Western Dubuque took a pair of games from Cedar Falls, 11-7 and 8-2. Meanwhile, Dubuque Senior swept a doubleheader from Waterloo West, 12-5 and 11-1, and Dubuque Hempstead swept a doubleheader from Waterloo East, 12-0 and 15-5. In Metro Softball last night, Cedar Falls split a doubleheader with Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Tigers won the first game 3-1, lost the nightcap 2-1, and Waterloo Columbus rolled past Olwine 15-3. Tonight in Metro Softball, Cedar Falls hosts a doubleheader with Iowa City High. Waterloo West has a doubleheader against Iowa City West at home. Waterloo Columbus is at Dyke New Hartford, as I mentioned earlier. And Waterloo East hosts a twin bill with Cedar Rapids Xavier. In Metro Baseball, fourth-ranked Cedar Falls is at Decorah. The UNI basketball team has added an international player to its roster. The Panthers have signed Ige Piskare, a 6'4" guard from Turkey. He most recently played for Gimlik in the Turkish Basketball League while also playing on Turkey's U-20 national team. He's currently working out with that U-20 national team in hopes of making its 12-man roster that will compete in the European Championships next month. University of Iowa outfielder Keaton Anthony has been named to the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association first-team freshman All-American team. It's the second freshman All-American nod for Anthony. He was also named the Collegiate Baseball's freshman All-American team last week. This past season, he hit .361 with 14 home runs and 55 RBI. He had also already been named Big Ten Freshman of the Year. The Iowa basketball team will face Clemson in the opening round of the Emerald Classic. Tournament takes place Thanksgiving weekend in Niceville, Florida, on the campus of Northwest Florida State College. Other matchup in the tournament will have TCU taking on Cal. Clemson finished last season with a 17-16 record. The Iowa Hawkeye football team received good news yesterday as Naples, Florida three-star running back Kendrick Raphael announced his commitment. Raphael is listed as a four-star on 24/7 Sports. Picked the Hawks over North Carolina State, BYU, and others. He is Iowa's 11th commit in the 2023 class and its first running back commit. He had some big numbers at Naples, averaging nearly 11 yards a carry, rushing for almost 1,400 yards. And the Waterloo Bucks are back on the road. They open up a two-game series at La Crosse this evening. Bucks are looking to snap a four-game losing streak. They're 2-10. Game time tonight is at 6:35. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we get our softball talk going. Randy Ullman, Dyke New Hartford softball coach, joins us next on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson faced the media for the first time since March, and since then there have been more civil suits filed against him and more revelations about the situation he's currently in. However, Watson maintains his innocence and said it hasn't been easy lately, but he is focused on improving himself as an individual.
Able to start, you know, using counseling and talking with someone just to make sure that my mental is straight and so I can be prepared to walk on this field and be as sharp as I possibly can. And I'm going to continue to do that and be the best person and grow as an individual, grow as a human being, and just be able to be the best citizen, best person that I can be.
The NBA Finals has a travel day with the series moving to Boston for Thursday's Game 6. The Celtics trying to stave off elimination and force a trip back to the Bay Area for a deciding game, while the Warriors on the precipice of their fourth title in 8 years. The Stanley Cup Finals opens tomorrow in Denver between the Avalanche and Lightning. The Vegas Golden Knights are reportedly hiring Bruce Cassidy, just fired as by the Bruins as their new head coach. And Serena Williams will be back in action for the first time since a knee injury suffered in her first-round match at Wimbledon last year. She is going to play this year as a wild-card entry. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Jim Rome here. Coming up Wednesday in the Jungle, another edition of What's Your Beef? See you Wednesday, 12 noon Eastern and 9 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio. Coverage of Cubs baseball begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan.
Coming to Waterloo, Terry Clark. Over 5 million albums sold, 22 singles on the U.S. country charts.
I just wanna be mad for a while.
Legendary Grand Ole Opry member Terry Clark headlines the inaugural Corn Country Fest, July 9th at the National Cattle Congress Grounds.
I wanna do it all.
Joined by openers Adam Keith and Wildcard at Corn Country Fest, presented by Viridian Credit Union. A fun day of entertainment packed with live music, food, games, and beer. Tickets on sale now. Advanced general admission tickets are $26 in advance or $35 at the gate. Advanced reserve VIP, $55. Veteran and active military, just $15 at the gate. For more information and tickets, visit corncountryfest.com. Koloff Media's Corn Country Fest, presented by Viridian Credit Union. Sponsored by The Scoop, Deary Brothers Collision, Coyote Classics, Simpson Floor Covering, KWWL, Person Kitchen and Bath Design, Dr. Power Sports, and Busch Light.
Spring is here, and so are the savings at Tommy's Car Wash in Waterloo. Sign up as a member and download the Tommy Club app today and get the first month free. Tommy's Express Car Wash offers you an experience like no other. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location, plus unlimited washes, skip the line, free mat washes, and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online on Facebook or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The U.S. Open underway this week. Rory McIlroy, the current favorite to win the tournament, plus 1,000. Justin Thomas at plus 1,200. Scottie Scheffler, plus 1,400. Cameron Smith and John Rahm each at plus 1,600. The Boston Celtics opening as a home favorite in Game 6 Thursday. Boston -2.5, trying to even the series and force Game 7 after the Warriors regained control of the NBA Finals with wins in Games 4 and 5. They lead 3-2. Thursday set total at 212. Cubs and Padres Game 2 today. Chicago fell to San Diego 4-1 in Game 1 Monday. The White Sox, meanwhile, on the road for Game 2 against the Tigers after winning Game 1 Monday by the score of 9-5. I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A heat advisory continues until 7 p.m. this evening. Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 71. Winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 89. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow night 62. Mainly clear skies and quiet. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 95.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole and Company. A lot of softball talk today on the show. Coming up later, we'll talk with Grundy Center High School softball coach Andy Lebo. Right now, in the North Iowa Cedar League. We are talking with Dyke New Hartford softball coach Randy Ullman. Wolverines have a huge game tonight against Waterloo Columbus. So we'll talk about that and the Wolverines, who are 14-3 right now, 6-0 in the North Iowa Cedar League Central Division. And Coach Randy Ullman joins us right now. Coach Ullman, how you doing today? Thanks so much for your time.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, looking forward to learning more about your team. 6 wins straight and a doubleheader sweep of Applington Parkersburg last night. Let's start there. What did you see from your team last night and how they were able to get the job done against the Falcons?
Honestly, we were very patient at the plate. I think that a couple times when we've struggled this year, we've had slower pitchers, and so we struggled to keep our hands back and not pop the ball up, and we didn't do that last night. We did a great job of being patient and seeing the ball and really just putting it in play.
Kind of backing up and taking a larger look at your team through 17 games, through that body of work, Coach Ullman, what have you liked most that you've seen from your Wolverines?
Honestly, the fact that they play as a team. Everybody has a role, whether you're in the dugout or on the field, and these girls just love being around each other, and they love supporting each other, and they, no matter who's up at the bat or in the field, they want them to be successful. And I think that we can all agree in the world of female athletics and even just high school girls, sometimes that can be hard, that chemistry with a team. And these girls, they have it. They really enjoy being around each other and supporting and just being each other's biggest cheerleaders.
That's really neat to hear, especially because when you look at your roster, it's not like you've got a big chunk of juniors or seniors or something like that where they grew up maybe all playing travel ball together or something like that. You've got eighth graders, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, a senior. You've got young ladies from all different ages, really, from top to bottom on your team. How do you think that chemistry was able to get to where it's at then?
You know, we had open gyms this spring, and everybody really just bought in and wanted everyone to get better, and they helped the younger girls. And when we've had little hiccups, don't get me wrong, we've had hiccups, but we deal with them right away, and we talk them through, and we work it out. We don't let things build up and come to a big explosion. We just deal with it when it happens, and I think that's a huge part of it as well, is just making sure we're all holding each other accountable.
I've been having a great time learning about all these great teams, whether it be softball or baseball, Coach. Ullman, in the North Iowa Cedar League. And there's no one way to get the job done in the NICL. So what can you tell us in terms of what is the best version of your Dyke New Hartford softball team? What does their brand of softball look like when it's at its best?
We're gritty. We might have an error here or there, but then we pick somebody up somewhere else. Example, last night our pitcher walked a girl. She tried to steal second base. Peyton Nolan throws her out. Taylor Qualley sticks a great tag on her, and we pick each other up. So I think that any given night, anyone on our team can really step up and be that leader for us. And that has been not the case in the past. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've really relied on one or two people, and that's been our Achilles heel. And this year, that's not the case. We have any given night, somebody can really step up and we can call upon them. Or last night, I had a bunch of girls pinch hit and came through for us and did a great job.
When it comes to the fact that postseason is somehow drawing near, I don't know how I'm already saying that, Coach
yeah.
Ullman, but I know we had a story earlier this week about how district assignments were out for classes 1A through 4A in baseball. And, it's less than a month away. So, you've got a pretty good sample size of what you've seen from your team. Is there something that you and your staff have talked about where you go, man, we're playing really good softball, but if maybe we get a little bit better at this or sharpen up a little bit here, we're going to be that much harder to beat come the postseason?
Oh, definitely. We've just talked about defense. We need to sharpen some things up there and just make sure that we are doing fundamentally sound things. So making those routine plays and not overplaying it. So, just don't throw the ball around. make an error, let's not let it bleed. The other thing, too, is just a couple things at the plate, just making sure that we are not getting ourselves too big of a hole starting there. Just talked about being a little bit more aggressive and seeing the ball and laying off the rise ball, laying off on the changeup that you don't want, just really focusing on what your pitch is and knowing what your pitch is and what you're looking for.
When it comes to making those improvements, though, I think softball and baseball coaches have it more difficult than any other high school sports in Iowa because the games are so frequent, there's so few days off, and a lot of times you want to give your student-athletes a day off so maybe they can be, you know, a kid in the summer. But then again, I always think back to playing high school baseball, and it seemed like there was like one or two or maybe three practices that you could look back on late in the season and go, that was a really important practice. It's funny how that works out, I think, from baseball and softball to compared to other sports.
Oh, definitely. Our June, with a couple makeup games we've had, we have two practices in June. That's it. Hmm. And so, you know, when you have to make these corrections, it's kind of like, hey, you've got to come in a little bit early, or we've really talked about the girls when they're on the tees before the game that you might not get to go in a pair, because sometimes that when you go in a pair, you end up just chatting it up and you need that time to really focus. So being off by yourself for the tee sometimes is what we need to do to really get ourselves focused, brought back into where we need them to be. And you're right, there's not a lot of time that goes, and there's not a lot of time to recover too. And we really preach this week with the heat, hydrate yourself.
Yeah.
Stay inside as long as possible. I mean, we got the field ready last night for the game tonight so that we didn't have to be out there early in the heat getting the field ready. You know, just some of those things you have to do to keep yourself going in times like this.
Dyke New Hartford softball coach Randy Ullman, our guest right now. A big game coming up tonight between the Wolverines and Waterloo Columbus Sailors. We'll talk about that here in just a few moments with Coach. But, Coach, how did you go about talking about expectations, if you did at all, about, you know, season-long expectations before the season began? And a big reason why I've been asking the North Iowa Cedar League coaches about this is I couldn't blame anybody if it was just, hey, let's just work on getting better every day. We know we're good, and let's see where that takes us, because it's like the NICL is like a season-long state tournament of its own.
I mean, it's crazy this year. I have said that. On any given night, somebody can get beaten. The pods that we have this year are a little bit different than we've done in the past. So it's like sometimes you're like, wait, is that person even in our quote-unquote conference pod?
Yeah.
It's just you're not really sure sometimes. And it really is. Our conference as a whole is tough. You have South Hardin, East Marshall, Grundy, Hudson, Jessup, Denver, Sumner. I mean, top to bottom, all over the place, there's tough games. And that's kind of the expectation that I told the girls this year. I said, here's the thing. We're going to play some of these teams three, even four times. We played Hudson four times this year.
Mm-hmm.
But this is only going to make us better, no matter what our record is in season, for our postseason play. And that's really the expectation we took on the year is, you know what? Doesn't matter where you finish in the season, it's where you finish postseason. And I think that was kind of a message that you see every year. It's you have teams that maybe only lose four games, and then they lose in postseason before you even make it to state. So we really focused on that we want to win conference. We want to win games, obviously, but it's more important in July to be winning games.
You mentioned your lone senior, Taylor Cavalli, made a great tag in that game, in one of those games against Applington Parkersburg last night. What a great season that she's having, hitting .424 with a pair of home runs. Can you just tell us about the contributions Taylor makes in the field? And, of course, like I alluded to there, you know, what she's done to be able to produce at such a high level in the batter's box.
Taylor's a worker. She is a four-sport athlete. She'll go to track meets and come back, and she'll come to the field and hit buckets of balls. She's always working. She's playing ball in the off season. She is encouraging others to come to open gyms. She's very, very much somebody who wants everyone else around her to get better too. I would really say that she has opened up a lot of the game for the girls as well. Like, she can be on third base and there's a grounder hit to third, and she'll mess with that third baseman enough to make them get your teammate safe and then still get back to third or score on that. So she really helps her other teammates to get on base as well. And then her speed opens things up for us on the base path. Defensively, she shores up a huge part of our field on the left side. She's pretty reliable, and she's always talking, letting people know where we're going. She just works at it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of great intangibles there, along with some excellent physical talent, too, for Taylor Cavalli. And you've got a really talented roster. It does stick out, though, Coach Holman, that you've got a pair of eighth graders that are having outstanding seasons. Abby Jensen's hitting over 400. Faith Gray's hitting a little under 400. And she's given a lot of contributions in the circle, nearly or just above 40 innings pitched with a really good ERA. What can you say about Abby and Faith, and maybe how they might have, as I imagine, exceeded your expectations coming into this season?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, there was a lot of expectation for Faith coming into this year, a lot of talk about how great she's going to be and all this stuff. And she is. She's another one who works a lot in the off season to get better and to be prepared. So it's been really good to have her to kind of split games with Madison Teal there. And then you have Abby Jensen, and she's just an all-around athlete. She's quick. We've got her in right field right now. She covers a lot of ground. We're still working a little bit on judging some balls there, but, again, eighth grader. With her batting, we've really worked on just sitting back and letting it come to her. Sometimes she gets a little anxious and just wants to go up there and just go right at it. But when she sits back and really gets her hands through, it's a hard line drive hit, and she's done a great job for us in that five spot.
Coach, as I've touched on a couple times here, there's never a night off in the NICL, but this is a really big game tonight. Regular season being what it is, this one against Waterloo Columbus has to be one of the better softball games across our beautiful state of Iowa tonight. First place on the line in the NICL Central. What's it going to take to get a W against Coach Holmstead Sailors?
We are going to have to be pretty good on defense, to be honest with you. I think that hitting, I'm confident our girls are going to come ready to hit tonight. And then defensively, they're going to get hit. They're a good batting team. And so they're going to get their hits, and it's just how we react to that and keep them at minimum bases off from those hits. I really think it's going to come down to that.
Dyke New Hartford softball coach Randy Ullman, thanks so much for your time today, Coach. Real pleasure learning more about your team. Best of luck. Best of health the rest of the way.
Hey, thanks for having us and giving the girls some coverage.
Hey, absolutely. Our pleasure. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Dyke New Hartford softball coach Randy Ullman, kind enough to join us on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, it cannot be said enough how big of a game that is tonight between the Wolverines and Sailors. And I'll be interested to see how that one plays out for sure. We're going to keep talking softball here after the break. Radio Iowa Sports coming up with Todd Kim on the other side. Grundy Center softball coach Andy Lebo joins us next on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The Iowa High School Athletic Association announced the state dual team wrestling tournament will be February 4th in Extreme Arena in Coralville. Executive Director Tom Keating says that will be the same weekend as the inaugural girls wrestling tournament.
The state tournament is an event anyway, and this will make the weekend an event. You know, it'll be those folks who are not only fans of their school, but wrestling fans who maybe don't even have a dog in the hunt, we think will get excited about the weekend and come in and take a look.
The dual team tournament had been held Wednesday prior to the start of the traditional tournament in Wells Fargo Arena. Basketball UNI coach Ben Jacobson has added 6'4 guard Ige Piscari to the roster. He's a native of Turkey, and Iowa will play Clemson in the semifinal round of the Emerald Coast Classic on November 25th. The other semifinal pits TCU against Cal. This is Radio Iowa.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even grocery shopping.
I don't see the baked beans anywhere.
I'll find them.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I need a price check on Cake Mix, register 3.
On it!
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Gotta go, gotta go. Where'd I put... Ah, wallet. Check. And, oh, phone. Check. Lunch. Check.
Checking for the things you need doesn't take long. But what about checking for your safety? At CheckToProtect.org, it only takes seconds to check for open recalls on your car and find the closest dealer who can make the repair for free. Before you go, take a minute. Visit CheckToProtect.org. Check to Protect is a program of the National Safety Council.
Great health insurance benefits help retain top talent. That's where Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield comes in. Call Brian Brummel with Brummel Madsen Insurance in Cedar Falls at 266-2644 to find health insurance plans that are right for your business and your employees. Brian Brummel is a local, authorized, independent agent for Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa. Call Brummel Madsen Insurance in downtown Cedar Falls today.
Sandwiches are the original fast food, and what could be easier than loading up a few slices of Country Hearth multigrain bread with your favorite deli meats and cheeses, then piling on freshly picked veggies from your garden? Or maybe a good old-fashioned peanut butter and homemade strawberry jam sandwich made on Kids' Choice. This summer, when you're on your way to the lake or park, skip the drive-thru. Pack a cooler full of your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
The Buchanan County Fair is almost here. Looking for some homegrown family fun? Head out to the Buchanan County Fair July 6th through the 9th, located right across the street from the Independence Motor Speedway. Wednesday, make plans to come to the Late Model Showdown. Thursday, come for the ECI Tractor Pull. Friday night, jam out with Billy Currington.
Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh.
And stick around Saturday for the Demo Derby. That's not all. Get the guys together to watch or participate in log rolling and axe throwing. Get a funny caricature drawn of you and your other half and bring the kids to participate in the firefighter training show. All this homegrown family fun and so much more at the Buchanan County Fair, Tuesday, July 6th through Saturday, July 9th.
They say practice makes perfect. But once you've got it down, that's only the beginning. There's a whole world out there waiting to see what you can do. So this is for the creators, the performers, and the innovators who love to inspire, be inspired, and do what they love to do. So, whenever you're ready to put yourself out there, we've got your back. Because whoever you aspire to be, First Bank will be the first to serve you. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the home of Cole & Company. For the ride home, weekdays 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan, the Cedar Valley sports leader.
Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company, and we're talking a lot of softball today on the show. Joining us right now, Grundy Center High School softball coach Andy Lebo. Spartans 10-4 overall. They're 4-2. In the North Iowa Cedar League's West Division, the NICL continues to be just incredible in terms of the depth and the amount of talent, both in softball and baseball this season. So Coach is here to give us the lowdown on his team. Coach, thanks so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I appreciate the opportunity here.
Yeah, I can't wait to learn more about your team. You're in the thick of that West Division race, as I mentioned. Dropped a pair to first place East Marshall last night, but I think I could probably speak for you and your team. You're happy to know that you're going to get another crack at them later this month. What can you tell us about what you learned coming out of that game last night against East Marshall?
You know, East Marshall's a solid program and a perennial power, especially in the NICL West, and real good softball team. We made a few more errors that are a little uncharacteristic to how we played, or how we played, I guess, at the beginning of the season, and they kind of pulled away from us a little bit, but we were able to fight back in the sixth inning last night and scored 6 runs, and we're up 6-4, and fortunately couldn't hold it and gave up 3, But then in the bottom of the seventh, we had the bases loaded with nobody out and hit two ground balls, and they made the plays, and I guess that was the difference. You make plays and throw strikes, and you win, and they did that.
A lot of resiliency from your team, though, last night. Sometimes, you know, as bittersweet as it is, you can learn more in a loss than you can in a win. Wow.
That is accurate. And we had a lot of what we call coachable moments or teachable moments. But the girls, you know, we were down 4-0 at one time, and it was hot. And
yeah. You know,
one of the really first hot days of the season. And
yep.
They could have packed it in there, but they definitely fought back. And they don't quit. That's the main thing. I was very proud of them for that.
That's really cool to hear. Grundy Center softball coach Andy Lebo, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, through 14 games, looking at that entire body of work, what's impressed you the most with your team?
You know, our pitcher, Emma Beck, she's a good one. She's kept us in all those games and has been absolutely dominant in the circle for us. I think on average striking out anywhere from 14 to 15 a night, and that's a great place to start. Just only having to make a few plays behind her. But honestly, I think one of the bigger surprises is how we've hit the ball up and down the lineup. Last year, we struggled to put the ball in play when we needed to, and that's been the difference. This year, through those first 14 games, we've put the ball in play and got some timely hits and even some two-out hits and two-strike hits and, you know, your quality at-bats. So that's been huge for us. We've also made plays and haven't made a lot of errors. I know last week we only had three games, but they were against two ranked teams, and I think we only had one error in three games and didn't give up any runs. So
wow.
That's been the big difference this year.
I wanted to talk to you about your senior, Emma Beck. She's hitting .419. You mentioned how great she's been in the circle, but she's also getting it done in the batter's box. I'm curious just to learn more about Emma, her ability to produce, and maybe take us inside a little bit of, you know, kind of the method to the madness for her in the circle. Is it velocity? Is it mixing up pitches? Just very curious to learn more about such a great player.
Yeah, she does do it on both sides, offensively and defensively, and she's just a very smart softball player. She's able to make adjustments, but in the circle, she's very accurate. She hits her spots. She locates well. She does change speeds. And I think she's right around that 60-mile-an-hour mark, so she gets there pretty quick, and that always helps. But she competes, too, even if she's banged up a little bit. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. Softball season is a lot of games in a short amount of time, and there's aches and pains that go on, and every day you don't feel the best. But she just goes out there and grinds. And I think one of the biggest attributes that she has is if something happens that's, you know, not in her favor or in our favor, she just flushes it and moves on to the next pitch and has a short memory.
How about your other seniors? It looks like it's just a great class from top to bottom. Taylor Stahl hitting near .400. Allison Benkin about .450. That's going to make life easier on Coach Lebo, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's nice when you can. You know, sometimes I just say, hey, I'm going to go get a hot dog and I'll be back. You guys just take care of it. But, no, I mean, great leadership, too, out of all three of them. Allie has done a great job behind the plate for us. She's got a really good arm and hits the ball well. She's going to go on and play college softball at NIAC, and Emma's going to go on and play at Central. But Taylor, she's kind of been a surprise for us. She hasn't played high school softball at all. She played some junior high softball, and I talked her into coming out, and she's been a breath of fresh air for us. She's very energetic and has kind of grown to really like the sport and puts the ball in play. But it's a good group of kids, and they show a ton of leadership for us.
How about the opportunity that you have to coach your daughter, Lucy? And also, too, I'd imagine you're a pretty proud dad seeing how she's been able to produce. She's also getting it done in the batter's box. She's got a pair of home runs to her name and doing well in the circle, too.
Yeah, she does a good job for us, and she loves to play softball. It's, I played for my dad, who was a coach, and I knew what it's like and know what it's like. And when I took the job, I said, hey, you know, I'm going to be hard on you, but she's done a great job in adjusting to that, and probably just tunes me out and just goes and does what she does. But no, she's a great little softball player too, and provides that leadership. She's fun to watch play.
I'm curious, Coach, especially because of how competitive the North Iowa Cedar League is. It's incredible how many great teams there are, both in softball and baseball, like I mentioned at the top. Do you talk with your team before the season began about expectations, or do you kind of just keep it more day-to-day in terms of how you work with that?
You know, we've got our goals and things, and you're right. I mean, our side and the other side, it is just every night it's a dogfight. It seems like a lot of our non-conference games are teams from the East or the other two pods. And every night, if you don't show up, you know, you could get kicked around pretty good. But we preach going to each game, win each inning, and just try to attack it that way and realize that it's a short season, but it's a long season, and we just need to grind through it. But you know, it seems like if you can survive and get out of the conference area in the tournament and get through here, you've always got a really good chance to, you know, excel at the state level or get close or move on come tournament time.
Anything in particular that maybe you've talked with your staff with about, man, we're playing good softball, but maybe if we polish this thing up, sharpen this up a little bit, we're going to be just that much better, that much harder to contend with once the postseason arrives?
Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of that is just making some of the more routine plays. We hadn't made a whole lot of errors up until last night, but there was a few that, you know, and that could have just been a fluke. But all in all, I'm extremely proud of this group. they're playing well. We're running the bases better. We're actually doing things that softball teams have done. You know, it's nice to our program. We've never ever been ranked before. We've gone through and looked, and we were able to be ranked 12th. You know, by the state coming into this week, which does put a little bit of target on you. It's just a nice little reward for the kids who have worked hard.
Yeah,
but got a long ways to go yet, and keep getting better.
You're looking to bounce back tonight. You're at home against Old Wine. What can you tell us about the matchup with the Huskies, Coach Lebo?
You know, they're a 3A school, and they've played a lot of solid teams. I was looking last night, some close games, and it looks like they hit the ball fairly well up and down the lineup. We're going to need to make sure we show up and do the things that we do and try to control the game. Like you said, it's just another one of those tough NICL matchups, and we're looking forward to get back on the field this afternoon and play.
Coach Lebo, thanks so much for your time today. A real pleasure to learn more about your team. Best of luck, best of health, and we can catch up later on down the road, hopefully after you've maybe gotten into that postseason and made a big run, we can catch up again.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the coverage. You have a great day.
You too. Grundy Center High School softball coach Andy Lebo, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. It really is something. I know I sound like a broken record at this point, but it's incredible how loaded the NICL is in both baseball and softball this summer, and I'll be absolutely shocked if there are not multiple NICL teams getting into district finals, sub-state finals, and, of course, punching their ticket to the state tournament. So great softball, great baseball in the metro and all around in the Cedar Valley area, and Grundy Center is just another one. Add them to the list. Thanks again to Coach Andy Lebo. All right, let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Then we'll come back and wrap it up right after this.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Good news in Baltimore. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson was back with the team Monday for the very first time this offseason ahead of mandatory minicamp starting Tuesday. The 25-year-old quarterback is in line for a contract extension, but Jackson, who represents himself, has yet to fully engage in talks. The Ravens brass has repeatedly said they want the two-time Pro Bowler in Baltimore for the long term. Kyler Murray in Arizona on Monday for physicals ahead of mandatory minicamp on Tuesday. The Cardinals quarterback, who is still eyeing a new deal, recently returned to voluntary workouts. NFL Network's Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero reporting Monday that Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin won't attend mandatory minicamp as sides try to work out a long-term contract. McLaurin is set to enter the final year of his rookie deal with a $2.79 million base salary that is well below market value. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why savebythescan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Last night, the Celtics failed to capitalize on Golden State's off night. Celtics limited Steph Curry to zero threes for the first time in 4 years, out-rebounded the Warriors by 8, had twice as many free throws, and held the Warriors to just under 23% from three-point range. Despite all of that, Boston still managed to drop Game 5. There's obviously still hope for Boston. The team has played the Warriors tough all series, but it's hard not to think the Celtics didn't waste an opportunity last night. The Warriors have historically dominated Game 6, and it's hard to imagine Steph Curry having back-to-back bad shooting nights. The series is never officially over until that team secures the fourth win. But the Warriors stealing a game last night after a historically off night makes it hard to think the Celtics didn't waste a tremendous opportunity to take a commanding 3-2 series lead and take that back home. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Callaway's Chrome Soft isn't just better for the better players, it's better for everyone. Starting with our best-selling regular Chrome Soft, golfers get better feel, more distance, and incredible forgiveness. For better players looking for workability, Chrome Soft X gives you excellent spin consistency and tour-level greenside control. And finally, Chrome Soft XLS delivers lower spin on longer shots, firmer feel, yet high spin around the greens. Learn more, find your golf ball today at callawaygolf.com/ChromeSoft. And now a message from Discover about customer service and common sense. When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have them answered by a real, live person. You know, a human being who's actually understanding your issues and works to resolve them. Someone with a knack for helping others and has a pulse. In other words, what you don't need is a robot. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. It's live customer service. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Got to thank Dyke New Hartford softball coach Randy Ullman and Grundy Center softball coach Andy Lebo once again for being kind enough to join today's show. Hey, folks, another Friday Lou coming up this Friday night in Lincoln Park in downtown Waterloo from 5:30 to 9:30. Always a great variety of food vendors in the park, and WAG will take the stage playing a variety of classic and current favorites. Go check it out. Best part is free admission. Friday Lou this Friday night, downtown Waterloo, Lincoln Park, 5:30 to 9:30. All right, that's a wrap for a Tuesday. Cubs-Padres coming up at 6:30 with the pregame. 7:05 first pitch. I'll be back tomorrow at 5. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.